This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Billy Weaver's our guest. She was a model and actress out in Hollywood and had some success with her sister, but soon learned that it was a nightmare. Just in the last minute and a half break, you were talking about some of the cost of your friends and people that died, that went to mental institutions, just at the hands of one individual. And it wasn't just older men when you were underage that groomed you and that were having sex. It was, you were telling me, also being raped. So tell us about some of that.
Yeah, so basically we were kind of being damage controlled, handled, I guess, by some big name Hollywood managers and producers. And it turns out, I found out later, that one of these producers was in association with the mogul that had assaulted me. And apparently he also managed for a while these girls that were twins, that one of the twins was assaulted by that guy when she was about 16. She was actually raped. And those twins ended up, one of them, she jumped mysteriously out of a condo high rise on cocaine and died. And her sister wound up being in a mental hospital. And basically, it's really, they kind of have just disappeared altogether off the map. And so I was wondering, in my mind, that kind of terrified me at the time. Is that what's going to happen to me? Or,
well, think about this.
If I didn't join their group, join the occult, that's what the offer was being put forward to me on the table. If I said no, was I going to wind up like those girls? And that's when I tried to go to the authorities, get help, and the gang stalking and all of that stuff was tremendous. I had severe anxiety. It was horrible.
And you were just there a few years. As this all begins to come out, you were downtown this week on Congress and did a report, and a lot of people were oblivious, or they thought Hollywood was only about, feminism or guys being pushy. You can really see how they're obscuring what's really going on just by focusing on guys that are borderline assaulting women, which I think is terrible. We talked about this weeks ago, saying that's where it's going, and you talk to the trendies, and they just don't seem to have any idea what's going on.
Hollywood is a satanic mafia-run town and industry. And so why do we have these women only now, after all of these years, coming forward? Well, I think it's partially because of the fact that Harvey Weinstein is coming under fire and he's likely to be prosecuted. Maybe they feel safer. Maybe they feel like there's more of an alternative media that they can rely on in covering, exposing what their statements are. But I feel like their statements have been way underreported in the mainstream media.
I also noticed in your personal street report, the women particularly, just 10 years ago, would want to be on TV. Now they're all looking at their own phones. It's made them so insular or so inward looking. But in a way, that's good. People don't even like reporters or Hollywood anymore. Used to, folks would jump to be on TV. Now they don't. I mean, this is really the collapse of mainstream media. But I noticed your frustration as well. They also didn't want to be on TV about something serious. Some of the pop stuff on the internet's made it where it's all just, mindless stuff. And that's the stuff that YouTube pushes, not the serious topics.
Well, the frustration there was that it seemed like hardly anybody had heard about these celebrities coming out about sex abuse. And I'm asking them, did you hear about the Hollywood sex abuse scandals? And they're all like, no, no, no. And then finally, some of them, when I mentioned Harvey Weinstein, they said, I think I saw something about that on social media. Well, but none of them said they saw it on TV
or
mainstream media.
Your report was very important. We ought to take this clip talking about it, put it on the front, and put it back out, but with a headline like, Libtards Not Aware of Hollywood Sex Scandal. And then it'll get 5 million views like your last video. You did a super video. It's like 50,000 views. And the other one you did. But the last video you did has like 5 million views now. One before that where you took on Eminem. So great job. Millie Weaver, I appreciate your courage. Let's talk more about this on the War Room coming up. There's some time. We can do a whole hour on this. Thanks for your courage.
Thanks, Alex.
You and Gavin and your sweet son. He's so, so good.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll be back. Stay with us, folks.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down, all inside it.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That was from an interview back in 1992. Mr. Grathwald died in the last few years, and I was shocked to hear it. I said, let's get Larry back on, back in 2013, and 6 months had gone by, and they said, oh, you know, he died tragically. But if you see the documentaries he was in back in the 90s or the interviews we did back in the 2000s right through to 2013, you then see the Weathermen and Bill Ayers and the Antifa and the globalists, the Democratic Party, literally pushing the same rhetoric now. And you see them in the 2010 Army documents that are public, declassified, talking about re-education camps in America. They use the term re-education camp. Just type in Army documents, talk about re-education camps. And it says conservatives and libertarians will be sent to the re-education camps, how they'll process our Social Security cards, how they'll put the children in one area, the women in other areas, the troublemaker men will be taken. This isn't Red Dawn and a nightmare vision of Russian occupation. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is America. And you can find this in the Library of Congress. You can find this on Scrib. You can find the articles by Paul Watson that actually had the subsections clipped out. Just type in InfoWars.com, Army documents, details, re-education camps for Americans. That is the Soviet term. So Lindsey Grathwald is the daughter of Larry Grathwald, who infiltrated the Weather Underground. He was a Green Beret in Vietnam, highly decorated underground organization. Her father wrote the book Bringing Down America in the 70s and re-released it in 2013. He was on the brink, a break from his book tour when he passed away on July 18, 2013. Lindsey worked with her dad behind the scenes, mostly researching Obama's ties to domestic terrorists like Bill Ayers. Fast forward to today, she saw Antifa and Black Lives Matter and others in Berkeley violently attacking people. She was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area and was shocked at the violence she saw in the streets and the cops doing nothing. She knew people like Bill Ayers were involved, and she found out she was right. So she joins us now. Your father was just an amazing patriot, infiltrating the highest levels of people with Harvard and Cornell degrees, calmly sitting around, as he said, talking about exterminating 25 million people. And that was in the 70s. They had this plan. Now they got Obama in. They put these networks in place. Now they're calling for a war. Riding shotgun with us in this hour is one of our investigative reporters as well, Millie Weaver, who's been out and been physically attacked by Antifa and been death threatened, and her car broken into with her cameraman and producer, Gavin Wentz, as well. So, Lindsay, we want to just say we appreciate you and your ongoing work with your father's important investigations. Without him, we know we wouldn't have been able to bring down the larger network of the Weather Underground or know their game plan for today. So, again, we stand on your father's shoulders, and we salute you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here, Alec.
First snapshot. I mean, you say it yourself. We are witnessing their plan yet again. They said November 2nd, the main uprising begins on the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. And here in the Bay Area, things are getting pretty crazy here. I feel like I live in the hornet's nest is what I call it. And every time, you know, we step into a city like Berkeley or San Francisco, simply for, you know, if you wear an American flag, you're subject to violence. It's pretty scary.
Well, I've always loved the American flag, but I thought some people used it to launch wars I didn't like, and it could be misused. But since they've tried to ban it, now I wear it. Since they don't like it now I'm flying it.
You know, something peculiar I noticed when I was at Berkeley was all around the town I saw graffiti, but the graffiti had this hammer and sickle mark on it. So I found that bizarre. I had never seen hammer and sickle graffiti anywhere other than Berkeley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that town is very much marks. I mean, the mayor himself, I mean, he's a member of the BAM, which is a domestic terrorist group by any means necessary. He's actually a member of on their Facebook page. So and these people, I mean, their ultimate goal is to overthrow our government and bring us into a Marxist communist regime.
And your father was the trailblazer. Talk about your dad. Talk about his history. Talk about, I mean, never want to talk about himself, but talk about Green Beret, Vietnam, how he decorated a patriot, why he infiltrated. I mean, because I know he was on the college campus doing the GI Bill. He wasn't even looking for this, but he saw them running around. I mean, talk some about your father.
Yeah, my father, you know, as you said, he was in Vietnam. He enlisted when he was 16 years old, and he into the Army, and he was in Vietnam by the time he was 17, and he spent his 18th birthday in Vietnam. And when he returned home, he became a drill instructor at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and he got married to his first wife and had my two sisters, and at that point, he decided he wanted to use the GI Bill, so they moved back to Cincinnati, which is where my dad was born and raised, and he decided to go to the University of Cincinnati to get his education, and that's where he ran into the SDS, and he was very alarmed by them, and he just so happened to, his first wife happened to, her father worked for the Cincinnati Police Department, so my dad immediately, you know, went to him and, you know, was basically said, you know, these people they're serious, they seem pretty crazy, and that's how it all started. You know, the Cincinnati Police Department started the investigation, had my dad go to meetings and report back to him, but they quickly realized that this group was serious, and that's when the FBI got involved, and that's how my dad became the only informant to be able to infiltrate the Weather Underground. And when they did go underground, he was the only FBI informant to be able to go underground with them. So he worked and lived with people like Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Mark Rudd, Linda Evans, Jeff Jones. I mean, these are names that, I mean, for me, I've heard about them all my life. So for me, when Obama was running for president and, you know, they had Bill Ayers came to play, it was just, you know, it was absolutely mind-blowing to me, you know, that he was in the public eye and that nobody was questioning anything about it. So I mean, that's basically my dad, you know, ran messages between the Central Committee, which was people like Bill Ayers. They were the leaders of the Weather Underground. Their mission was to go around the country and to cause as much damage as they could, blow up buildings. And, I mean, Bill Ayers himself said that in a revolution, innocent people have to die. So to them, killing innocent people was just part of the revolution that needed to happen. And they claim that they've never killed anybody, but my father was, you know, actually there when Bill Ayers said that Bernadine Dorn placed a bomb on the window ledge of the Park Police Station in San Francisco, California, which killed Sergeant McDonald. So they claim that that's, you know, that never happened, but my father actually talked about it, wrote about it, and had to testify in front of the Senate. So, and his story's always stayed the same, and I believe that they did. I just,
and let's be clear, we're going to break. Your father was a hero, and so are you, working with him for decades. He lives on with his important work. We will defeat the communists. We will defeat the globalists that fund them. But you have to understand, Mueller, Comey, all of them have put stay-behind networks in. They even admit this, and they're planning violence in this country. And clearly Las Vegas has connections to it. That's why they're covering it up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Larry Graffwald's daughter, who survives him and just did a great job helping him get his books and material out. This is Inside the Terrorist Organization.
Hoplite Armor, the most advanced armor systems ever worn by man. Hoplite Armor, owned and operated by veterans, patriots, engineers, and industry experts. Hoplite Armor, developer of the world's first hard armor shoulder plate and one of the first to sell direct to civilians. Lightweight, affordable, certified by NIJ, and 100% made in America. Buy direct from hoplitearmor.com or 855-ARMOR-01. Use discount code 2017 for 10% off. Hoplite Armor. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Millie Weaver, just a few weeks ago, was out there with Gavin, her producer and camera guy, with InfoWars, and their car got broken into. They got threatened. They went and showed the different professor classes and meetings where they were promoting how they were going to go out and be violent. In fact, those reports are up on InfoWars.com. You can tell folks some of the names of the reports. But if you want to know the brainchild, the operating system, the granddaddies of BLM and all this, it's communist cop killers. In fact, the founder of BLM, the lady that they say is the grandmother of it, is in Cuba fleeing justice from just shooting a cop that wasn't even doing anything to her. And the whole point is they want violent revolution, and they believe the time is now. And suddenly there's red brigades all over Austin marching, and there's people all over the country doing it, and they're calling for violence and saying the 100th anniversary is here. Then you look at Obama, who sat at the feet of Bill Ayers, who he lived with, and you understand that this now has state backing and how close we were if Hillary would have gotten in. We have Larry Graswald, the only man who ever infiltrated the Weather Underground successfully and helped send some of them to prison. We have his heroic daughter who helped him write his book and travel the country before he died 4 years ago.
You know, it was interesting because while I was in Berkeley, this man came up to me on the street. And he said, hey, do you want to see the real commies, the commie leaders, the leaders of BAM, Antifa, and the communist movements? And I said, okay, sure, why not? But I was a little bit suspicious because I didn't want to walk into an ambush or a trap. But we went there hesitantly, and of course, that's when we saw the RevCom bookstore. And inside, I was expecting a bunch of young Antifa-looking punks to be the leaders, putting it all together and plotting and scheming. No, believe it or not, it was a bunch of old white people, and I was just completely shocked to see these gray-haired people looking like professors and city leaders and planners.
Tell folks the name of the report there, so they can pull it up and show TV viewers and radio listeners, because you got footage of all this. This is powerful.
I think it was like Exposed Berkeley Communist Leaders. I think that I don't remember.
We got to republish that with inside a Berkeley communist meeting never before seen.
And you know what they were doing? They had a video on screen when we walked up there of Milo Yiannopoulos, who went out and spoke earlier that day. And it was the footage from the disruptor that went out there and shut him down. And I spoke to Milo's people and they said, wow, that is the footage from the disruptor, the loudmouthed disruptor that went out there and made it so that Milo had to leave. So essentially they were watching the footage of their own agent that they sent out there to shut down Milo. And they were actually applauding and clapping.
Look at these communists. They have such dead eyes. It's Exposed. Berkeley Antifa leaders caught wargaming against Milo.
That's
a strong headline. But I think we should say, you know, inside a communist training meeting at Berkeley, because that's what that is.
Exactly. And look at these people here. For the viewers,
they're always weird, creepy old people, man.
And the guy said that these were all like Russian communist infiltrators, and that, you know, it wouldn't.
And let's be clear, it's not Russians that are doing it. Our government funded the Bolsheviks in 1917. It's the same globalist leftist disease worldwide, and so it's blowback from there.
Exactly.
Russia has kicked all this out. Let's go back to Lindsey Graswald. Lindsey, what is it like to just see the whole Weatherman experiment was like a beta test? This is, what, hundreds of times bigger than what it was in the 70s? Or what would you say the magnitude of this is living in San Francisco?
It's huge. Something. After watching that clip, I need to tell you guys the story. That video that you just showed in front of Revolution Books, I I was there that day. I'm not in that video, but I was there standing in front of the store with some friends, and we were holding an American flag in front of the store later. This was after, I think, this video. And Revolution Books, actually, just this last weekend, had a fundraiser. And I wish that I could send it to you, the flyer that they have posted. But it goes on and on about the Nazis, which I was, I guess, one of those Nazis that was standing out in front of their store holding the flag, chanting USA, and they wanted to raise money. I mean, the flyer basically says they're raising money to organize against us. You know,
and let's be clear, they're watching a video of Milo speaking on the internet from the same day about how they tried with their minions they sent out to violently stop him. I mean, this is literally communists at their command base directing their minions, and just look at the sorry sacks of garbage.
And what the school did was the school made it so that any type of amplified...
And they also had trendy type thugs trying to stop you?
Well, no, this guy actually was the one who tipped us off right here. He said he had sat in on a meeting and he knew their plans, and he was essentially giving us a tip.
Well, he's a cool guy. I just saw some other communists going by.
But he did say they know you, they've seen you, they're after you now. And lo and behold, our car gets broken into. So I found that interesting.
How soon after? Because
I think it was like the next day.
Yeah, go to her Twitter. Where is that posted? All the windows knocked out, the stuff stolen.
Yeah, that was the next day that happened. And what was interesting is Berkeley, the campus, made it so that you couldn't use an amplificatory device, so no speakers. Yeah. And so they knew that, and Milo went out there to try and just talk with his voice.
There it is. InfoWars reporter, car vandalized, equipment stolen at Berkeley protest, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Sorry, Millie, go ahead.
So they sent their agent out there to yell over him because they knew that the Berkeley staff made it so you couldn't use an amplificatory device to drown out the provocateur. Nobody could even hear Milo, so Milo left.
And the left openly says ban free speech on Berkeley, and they've done it, of Christians, of conservatives. And then if you try to have a prayer rally, we're going to come back and talk about this that you were a witness to, in San Francisco, they come out and viciously attack you and the police, and the mayor defends it, and Pelosi defends it, but then they had to back off a week later and say, okay, it's bad. So I want to ask our guest, what do you think that's about?
Well, you know, our rallies, I just want to say that we were supposed to have, that we had to cancel the Chrissy Field, and then there was the St. Anna Marxism in Berkeley. We had created what we had called Liberty Weekend. And those rallies, to be honest, I mean, we had a couple hundred people that were going to show up. It wasn't until Charlottesville that people really started paying attention. And right, like literally the day after Charlottesville, there were people, you know, calling us out, calling us Nazis, and that's when Pelosi got on TV and Mayor Lee and all of them and just drilled into everybody that we were white supremacist Nazis without even trying to reach out to us, without even really looking to see what we were about. They wanted to shut us, well, my own personal opinion isn't that they wanted to shut us down, is that they wanted us to go in there, and I really feel like we were being set up for another Charlottesville. Just from the security that they were planning to give us and all the intel that we were getting, it was dangerous, and so we made the decision to cancel it. And I don't think they were planning on that, because it backfired on them, because Antifa showed up in full force, as we saw in Berkeley. I was there. I went to Berkeley the following
day. And they were going to attack people, even if it was the cops and regular citizens. They're so hateful. And so they didn't have some patsies for there to be violence two-sided. It was just a full display of how they started the whole Charlottesville thing as well. And then it turns out their leaders, sheet dip for 1 year, were also running the white supremacist group.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's crazy. I mean, we, in Berkeley that day, we, you know, Berkeley had said, you know, no, they gave us a list, no helmets. No.
Hold on,
sticks,
stay right there. We got to go to break. Stay right there. Larry Grathwall's wonderful daughter is our guest. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, communists killed over 220 million people in the last century. We're now at the 100th anniversary of their mass murder, the most deadly ideology Earth has ever seen, even dwarfing the murder of radical Islam. The threat is real. This is the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
From the command center, from the front lines, there are no lines anymore. There's only the third dimension in cyberspace and our will to be free. Huge mega bankers, tax-exempt foundations, the richest fortunes on earth, the Ted Turners, the Bill Gateses. They are all there with people like Soros quarterbacking and generaling their operation. $18 billion he just gave this year to crush America and crush Russian resistance to communism, socialism, the whole atheist ideology, the sexualization of children. You want to know Russia's crime? Their national TV shows now, for at least 6-7 years, sound like this broadcast and cover. And by the way, do play clips of my show. I'm told every day on private and Russian television. I never asked that. I've never been to Russia. I don't speak 5 words of Russian. The point is that Russia was Christian and was anti-communist before they got taken over in 1917. And the very same grandchildren of the same mega bankers on record that financed that Bolshevik revolution are launching one now. And they mean business. Now, Larry Grathwald, you're riding shotgun. You've been attacked many times.
Yeah.
You were in Charlottesville. I forget. I mean, that's why Millie Weaver's here.
The Antifa should be taken serious. They have military-like training. I don't know who exactly is giving them the training, but they were doing warlike maneuvering and essentially pulling the right people, the alt-right people out.
They have phalanxes. They're kettling people.
Exactly.
They're using police tactics.
They have training, and somebody's training them. That's all I've seen. And you know what's interesting? My mom's stepmother, her family was actually from Russia, and they had fled the Bolshevik Revolution. They had everything taken.
Which was a New York, London liberal revolution. A bunch of people meeting, just like they are at that bookshop, saying, we're taking over. They mean business.
Right. They were
and you got some bozo the clown, old crazy mental patient running your life in a death camp.
That's right. They took their estate, their wealth, everything. They ran them out. They were lucky to get away with their lives. I would take the threat of Antifa, and even on November 4th, pretty serious in that if you have grandma at home in an area that you think that Antifa could, you know, protest or keep your family out of those areas and just be prepared to defend yourselves if you get attacked.
Exactly, because let's be clear. These, they call it anti-fascist. They've got communist tattoos. They're communists. But notice, the last 30 years we're told communists don't exist, okay, but it actually came from here. So let me go back to Lindsey Grathwald. I want to get more into where you think Antifa's going, how we stop him, but just stories about your dad, because there's a couple documentaries he's in. I interviewed him probably 15 times or so. You know, I read his book. Tell us some stories about your dad, because the same way I was going to local college at 18 years old, I went in, I read a bunch of history books. I wasn't a, you know, Green Beret like your dad that fought communists. And I was hearing America's evil. The founding fathers are bad. Guns are bad. All whites are bad. These were white professors. And I knew it was classic communism. And so I said, I better fight this. That's what I, it's the same path as your dad. So I think we were on many levels the same paths. Him just earlier back in the 70s, you know, right around the time I was born. So tell us some stories about Larry Grathwald, because you know, these are the type of patriots that literally we would have lost by now if it wasn't for their instinct. He wasn't directed by government. He did it on his own, just like I did.
Yeah, he did. He always said he felt that he did it because it was the right thing to do. And I definitely know where he's coming from, because I feel the same way with what I'm doing. I feel like I can't, there's no way I can just stand back and watch, you know, them take over my country. Can't do it. There's a couple of stories. I mean, one thing with my dad, he, you know, for a lot of years, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, the Weather Underground, they were really quiet throughout the 80s and even part of the 90s. And it wasn't until Obama ran for office that, you know, they really came out and people started talking about
them. Who Obama lived with in college. Just wanted to add that.
Right. My dad did a lot of extensive research, as you know, because you spoke to my dad many times. And, you know, every time we would research something, we would find something else. There was always something. They weren't just neighbors. It wasn't just a man in the neighborhood, like he wanted to say. So my dad, you know, he felt, you know, like he needed to get out. He needed to speak up, because here's this man running for president who is an outright communist, a Marxist communist. And so my dad got out and really tried to speak with people. And we ended up going to St. Mary's College. Bill Ayers spoke.
And your dad confronted him.
Yeah, well, my dad tried to. The thing about that was is that when my dad got to the front of the line, Bill Ayers abruptly ended the Q&A session and ran out the back door. We followed him. Like, we, my dad, myself, and a few other people, we followed them. And he got in a car and he drove away. It wasn't long after that that I found out that Bill Ayers' son, Malik Dorn, he goes by Malik Dorn instead of Malik Ayers, is an actual, he's a teacher in a middle school here in the same district that I live in, so in the Bay Area. So Bill Ayers spends quite a bit of time here in the Bay Area. I also, when I started doing research on Antifa and, like, Refuse Fascism and BAM and all these domestic terrorist groups of today, I found that Bill Ayers was actually here during one of the riots that, you know, happened in Berkeley. I think it was in April. He was actually here in the Bay Area. He was helping them make signs. So he's very active and very involved in this, which I wasn't surprised.
Of course. So Obama was their next foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment. It all came out in the Frank Church Committee hearings in the 70s that good liberals exposed the communist takeover plan with the foundations. It wasn't just conservatives. This is so monstrous. When the average person is faced with this, they just can't believe it. But what was it like for your dad to then see, once Obama came out, to see the weather underground terrorists come out from under their rocks after two decades of hibernation?
Just absolutely mind-blowing. You know, it's like, and I can even understand even more because of what I'm witnessing today, how bad it is now, even as opposed to where it was, you know, before my dad passed away. But it's just mind-blowing that, and what was even more mind-blowing is that, you know, as much as people would get out and talk, like, you know, you and my dad and so many people, you know, Trevor Loudon, you know, getting out there and trying to show the actual facts and the proof that this man is not what he claims to be, and nobody would listen. It was very just...
But what is it like now to see people really are starting to wake up now? Do you agree?
Oh, I love it. You know, it motivates me. It motivates me a lot to get out there and do more because, you know, it's like finally, you know, people are waking up and seeing it. And I feel like, I mean, because it's so obvious now. I mean, the people that that used to be liberal are coming out to me and saying, you know, wow, like, especially after our rallies and they got canceled here in the Bay Area, I have people coming to me and apologizing to me. For having, you know, for us having to cancel it, and for people, you know, them calling.
Exactly. A lot of liberals are deciding they're still liberal, and they're not joining this truly fascist communist organization. You know, we build up basketball players, football players, golf players, all that is, but guys that are trailblazers, like your dad, you know, really are the type of people that if we didn't have him, because I can look at him, he's like patient zero, but in a good way, that's one of the first dominoes to discover this whole thing. If it wasn't for him, we would be way behind right now, literally, or Ron Paul or a Matt Drudge or somebody like,
you know, during the Red Scare in the 1910s, when the Bolsheviks first started overthrowing the Russian government or monarchy then, the United States government started actually going and finding communists and deporting them, even if they were U.S. citizens. And that's how serious they took the threat of communism. Now we're to the point where in California, it's legal for government employees to be outwardly communist.
Exactly. Well, let's come back with the final segment with our guest and with Millie, a victim of Antifa all over the place, from Charlottesville to there in California at Berkeley, and the daughter of Larry Rathwald. Please stay with us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What?
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here live. Then, right after the transmission ends, it's Owen Schroyer and The War Room with Roger Stone and many other co-hosts that come in and join The War Room, your call, special guest, and more. Then, of course, David Knight is on 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right before we go live every day, all times central, from right here in the Austin, Texas system. Broadcasting and transmitting on radio and TV and the Internet worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not inexpensive to run this operation. We're hiring more editors, more videographers, more fact checkers, more researchers. We've got legal fees, obviously. We've got licensing fees. It takes a lot to fund this, even though we're in Texas. We couldn't do this in L.A. or, you know, New York because of the cost. We would be a third the size. But so we're doing it on the cheaps here in Texas, but I do like to take care of my crew. I'd like to be able to expand in the face of Soros allied groups openly trying to shut us down. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and look at the T-shirts. Meet like-minded people, spread the word. Bolon Labe shirts, Trump is my president shirts. There's hundreds of great shirts. Mass murderers agree, gun control works. Hoodies, long sleeves, great body armor, made in America, American flags, bumper stickers at cost, every order gets citizen rule books. We've got custom lower thirds that are all legal. We got a bunch of CNN's fake news. That's a great way to meet like-minded people. Thousands of great products. Very, very affordable. Anthroplex, super high quality. Known herbs for libido, stamina. I love it. It's organic. It's basically the dried form, the pill form of Supermel Vitality. We've never done it 50% off. And I'm doing this because I've noticed if I take these things almost down to cost, we sell so much more, I'm then able to give you a better price and bring in the money. But we got to sell a lot of it to do this. So there you go. Anthroplex, 50% off. That's the new special for the next week. BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic. It's 50% off right now. That's about to end. A whole bunch of known great compounds. Just amazing. Research BrainForce. Leading competitors are $70 for similar formulas that aren't as good. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 right now.
Make sure you get the knockout as well, because I have only heard everybody ranting and basically raving about how wonderful the knockout is and how it gives them the most vivid dreams they've ever had. And the knockout and the brain force really kind of go together. They pair together in a really nice way. You don't become dependent on any of them. It just gives you like a natural, clean, filling sleep. You wake up refreshed. And then if you want to take that brain force to knock out a bunch of your work, it just really gets your mind.
And here's an example. I forget why am I not taking it when my sleep is so much better. It's amazing. And all it is $19.95, the same amount of melatonin is in it that's in other leading brands that cost $19.95. But then we put in the L-tryptophan, all organic. We put in the valerian root and other things. And so it all works in synergy together. Great point about the knockout.
You want to have IMAX level movie theatrical dreams. Take the knockout.
What is that? What happened for you?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this beforehand.
A bunch of other people in the studio, a bunch of the crew I've talked to that take the knockout.
Well, that's like, the valerian.
I have the most insane, vivid dreams I've ever had in my life.
Well, it's all about wild sourcing and organics, so we get different batches. Like the last batch was good, but not super strong. I'd take two. The new batch came in, and I mean, it is, it's funny you said that. I'm taking one pill. Even when I'm sleepy, it's just so much better. I was about to say, it is like.
You have really good, vivid dreams.
But again, we're not a big industrial deal. This is all wildcrafted or organic source. So each batch is different. This particular batch is really lives up to the name Knockout. InfoWarsLife.com. And it really makes the globalists mad when you support us. So please take action and support us today. And just commit to sign up for AutoShip to $10 or 10% off on your order.
And the Knockout is 33% off as well. So that's also on sale.
That's right. And again, we don't raise the price and lower the price. We really already have a discount of usually 10%. Everything's always discounted 10% because everybody likes sales. But I'm just also now buying more and more from the big organic manufacturers that we get it from. And so we're just leveraging up and up and up and up and up. And as everybody knows, they had BuzzFeed test 7 of the products in California that has the highest standards in the world. The FDA has 1,000 times a higher standard for lead. There'd be 1,000% more until they say there's a problem. California says that there has to be less lead in your products than there is in the air. And it passed this thing. But I said, listen.
Then there isn't kale. Even.
But I said, folks, the liberals never give up. Just know that. Okay. I mean, you think that makes them mad? Absolutely. And so they've almost bankrupted California. It's truly amazing to watch California commit suicide like this. And it's very, very sad. Speaking of the devil, you're out there in California. Larry Graffwald's daughter joins us. Lindsay Graffwald, I've been doing a lot of the talking here. In the time we have left, both you ladies, what are other points people should know about the clear and present danger of communism? Because Millie, during the break, we'll do one more segment after this if you have time, before John Rappaport comes on. You were talking about, the communist bombings of the 1910s, the 1920s. Alex, you ever talk about that? And I said, yes, they called them anarchist bombings, but they were communists trying to overthrow the U.S. That's why they deported a bunch of them. And the same thing today. The communists call themselves anarchists, so they don't give their movement any blame while they destabilize the society. You want to speak to that, Lindsay?
Yeah. Bill Ayers always called himself an anarchist. I think he even probably said that when he was on your show, so it doesn't surprise me.
He goes, I'm not a communist. I'm an anarchist, Alex. I've never wanted violence. What?
It's like it makes you wonder, do these people have cognitive dissonance? Or are
they have total disrespect for you and are going to sit there and say, no one's ever called for violence against congressmen, just top Democrats.
They're just gaslighting everyone.
That's it.
Yes, absolutely. And there, I mean, if you were, when we went to Berkeley for the, the Note of Marxism rally that was canceled, they actually showed up, and I don't know if it was Antifa or if it was BAM, what group it was, but there was a big truck that actually showed up that actually they started handing weapons and shields to the people on the street. So, I mean, earlier I wanted to say, because we were talking earlier about the train, you know, you were saying that they're trained. They are definitely well-trained, a lot of them. I saw it. I saw it in Berkeley. And when I was up in Portland for a rally, there were signs in Portland for Antifa training at union buildings. So I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that, but they do train in union buildings up in Portland.
Wow. Again, what would your father think? Again, the only man to ever infiltrate the Weather Underground and survive and expose their plan to overthrow the U.S. government, bring in Latin American communist forces, just like Red Dawn and communist Chinese, and then put 50 million Americans in forced labor camps and kill 25 million of us. And that was back with 70s numbers. So it'd be about 100 million they want to put in camps and 50 mil they'd kill. But they've got to be upset they haven't gotten their plan yet to kill 50 mil. But I've been around communists. They tell you, we're going to kill people and you better get in line. Back when I was exposing Bush for bad stuff he was doing, communists would want to come on air. They'd call themselves liberals. And later at dinner, they'd say, listen, you're a libertarian. We're going to let you be part of it. We're going to kill everybody. We want to kill people. They really get off on talking about killing people.
Sickening. It's sickening. I know. I mean, my dad, growing up, I mean, I heard these stories. My dad was pretty certain that things like this would eventually happen, and people called him crazy for it. Now, not so much. People are seeing what's happening right now, and you're seeing the violence and everything that's happening in the street. And November 4th, I take that very seriously, especially with the violence that I've seen firsthand to, you know, with myself and my friends. I have no doubt that they are in it to win it, that they are in this to overthrow our government and to take over. And this has been going on for decades. It's not something new. A lot of people, you know, are just waking up to it, so it's new to them, but it's not new. We know that.
And let's be clear. They don't want a republic where we elect people and where we have a constitutional democracy. They want state-run politburos and central committees just like communist China, because I've studied them. The modern groups, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, their main model is China. They see China, and also North Korea, strangely enough, as the model.
You know, a lot of people are talking about how the strategic and best move might be to not go out and try to face these communists in the street and just let them go out and be terrorists so that we can then pressure our government officials to formally classify them as terrorist organizations.
Well, that's happening, but here's the problem. They're smart, like they bombed stuff in the 20s and called themselves anarchists or blamed them on conservatives. They clearly did Mandalay. He was a leftist operative with ISIS people. That we've got the evidence. It's all come out now. They will do attacks and blame it on America. That the problem is they've got to be stopped.
Yes, absolutely. We believe that that's what they were trying to do with our rallies in the Bay Area, is that they wanted the violence similar to Charlottesville, and then it was going to turn on us. It was going to be, we caused it, our people did all this, and the violence is on us, not them.
That's right. Stay right there. Lindsey Grathwohl, her father, a true hero, exposing the murderous communist plan.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fourth hour coming up. Stay with us. Spread the word.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.